This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, we hear from Republican State Senate candidate Margaret O'Brien. She is running in the 20th State Senate District, which includes Kalamazoo County. But first, if you're trying to sort through what's true and what's not this election season, you might turn to the Truth Squad for help. Bridge, the online news service of the Center for Michigan, has been tracking what is said in TV advertising, direct mail, debates, and elsewhere, and then reporting its results through the Truth Squad. David Zeman is senior editor at Bridge. David, thank you for being with us.
It's great to be here, Gordon. Thank you.
Tell our audience, how do you decide what you're going to examine, what you're going to put under the microscope to see if it's true or not?
That's a great question. We try to focus mostly on statewide races, but we also look around for House and Senate races. And, sometimes, including a lot of the time this year, on U.S. races as well from Michigan. So the U.S. Senate race, some congressional races as well. Our meat and potatoes are the state of Michigan races, however, and there are enough interesting and contested statewide races that they've really kept our plate pretty full this election season.
And when it comes down to the individual statement that you decide to examine, is it something gets your attention? Is it sometimes that somebody might call your attention to it and say, hey, I heard Mark Schauer say, or I read that Rick Snyder said? Are those the means by which you might decide what's going to get fact-checked?
Absolutely. It's a combination of things. We try to subscribe to all the candidates' websites and Twitter and Facebook and so forth to sort of keep everything on our radar. But we also are not shy about asking people to send us an email or a text or whatever, alerting us to ads that might not be on our radar as well. And in terms of what we focus on, what we don't do, we're not pundits. We don't focus on how effective a message is, whether we would vote for one candidate or another. We're nonpartisan. So what we focus on is not the quality of the ads or the severity of the ads. We focus on whether the facts cited in the ad are accurate. So that's our role, and it's a very limited role, to make sure that when people are attacking other candidates, whether it's through their advertisements, third-party ads have been, incredibly numerous this year, as your listeners know, or their websites or, press releases and so forth. We're looking at all of that to see how square people are being in citing facts in their messages to voters.
So if someone has read your website, they will know that sometimes you call a foul, sometimes you call a flagrant foul, sometimes you issue a warning, sometimes you might say no foul. How do you determine which of those you're going to call?
We have definitions for what meets each level. And as we're finding out that sometimes our definitions are inadequate to the ingenuity of the people who create these ads. So, we do this as a group. We have someone who does primary research. We have experienced reporters as well as experienced political freelancers across the state. And we share the load and we reach consensus and we argue and debate just like an editorial team might do for a newspaper. And we try to come to a consensus as to what the call is.
Now, of course, Governor Snyder and Mark Schauer, his Democratic challenger, met for a town hall style debate this past Sunday. Your team examined what was said, and you actually, in what you've put on the website, have called one foul on Governor Snyder. Explain where he stepped over the line.
The foul we called on Governor Snyder, that was on the issue of fracking. He had made the comment. What we did was we had a couple reporters and myself, listening to the debate, and we're already pretty familiar with the candidates' major talking points, and we tried to evaluate those statements that raised factual questions. In Michigan, the governor said we do fracking right, 10,000 wells, and we never had a problem. This goes to an issue that's been very controversial throughout the state, particularly in the northern part of the state where a lot of this drilling is taking place. And the thing that we called a foul on was the governor's statement that we've never had a problem. What I think the governor meant to say is that there had never been any sort of major, spill or water, surface water contamination from any of these fracking operations. But his statement ended up being a little bit more definitive than that. And while there have not been any sort of major spills, there's still a lot of problems that are being addressed by state regulators, and that they're having to constantly update their regulations and look for new things. Their technical reports issued by the state show that there have been a lot of problems with monitoring what companies are doing. They've had trouble keeping track of how much water has been used up in different fracking operations and so forth. And so those are the things the state is working hard to correct. But to say that there have been no problems to date overstates things. So the Chief Squad cited a foul on that.
You did issue a couple of warnings to Mark Schauer, the Democratic challenger, and you also said that there is one to be determined. Now, what is still up in the air when it comes to whether or not a foul or a warning might be issued to Mr. Schauer?
Well, you know, he's been attacking the governor throughout the season on the pension taxes for seniors. That was part of that controversial first budget of the governor's, where he gave some tax breaks to businesses, the very controversial issue over education funding and so forth, and then taking away an exemption on pension taxes. So he's been hammering the governor on that, and then he sort of trotted out a fairly new line of his, calling them job-killing pension taxes. And I believe that. I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe that that's what his
yes,
that's what he said, job-killing pension tax. And they didn't give really any explanation or background. You see, when we look at these comments that the candidates or third parties make, we go to each of them and say, what's your support for that? Sometimes the support is cited directly in the ad. Usually it is not. So we say, when you say job killing, what's the evidence that this change in the pension taxes actually killed jobs? We speculated Sunday night, as we were putting this two squad together, that they may be referring to the fact that if retirees have less money in their pocket, they're not going to spend as much in the community, and therefore businesses in the community aren't going to be able to hire as many people as they otherwise would if there was more money in the pocket of retirees. But that was just our speculation, and we had not heard back and still have not heard back from Schauer's campaign about what their evidence is that this pension tax has killed jobs. So when we do hear back, we will give them a deadline, and presumably we will hear back, and then we will report more fully on it. That was one of the limitations of doing these two squads on deadline the night of the town hall, is that there wasn't as much time to reach out to the campaign. But we will come back on that as soon as we get an answer.
You recently issued a flagrant foul to the Michigan Republican Party for a flyer which was distributed in Portage for a state House race. Now, as you noted in your analysis, this was kind of typical boilerplate when it comes to the Affordable Care Act. But this was one of these that asked you to call the candidate, in this case, Democrat John Fisher, and express your disappointment with his support for the Affordable Care Act. The problem here is the phone number itself. What happened?
This was on a flyer that the Republicans were distributing in that House race, and you have it correct. And it says, tell him, meaning John Fisher, hardworking Michiganders are being hurt by Obamacare. And it asked to call this number. The problem is that the phone rings at the bedside of the nursing home where his 91-year-old mother is in hospice care. And her name is Isabella Cram, and she's been getting calls from people complaining about Obamacare and, you know, Fisher's in the same party and so forth. This has been, you know, very disorienting for her. She has congestive heart failure, heart arrhythmia, and confusion, and so forth. And so, you know, Fisher says he has no idea how the GOP got his mother's number. The Republican who Fisher is running against, Grant Iden, says he has had nothing to do with it. This came from the Republican Party, not from his campaign, and he is trying to separate himself from this ad. And what's really surprising is that the Republicans have not returned our calls to explain how this could happen, whether it was an accident, whether it was just, you know, someone put their number in there and thinking that it was the candidates and they didn't bother to call the number to see who answered. But either way, it is incredibly misleading, whether they did it on purpose, which you would like to think they did not, knowing that it went to this mother who's in hospice care, or whether it was a matter of just slapping in a number because it might have come under the candidate's name, but not checking to see who actually answered that number, which would seem to be like the minimum that they could have done to make sure that they were printing the right number. We gave that a flagrant foul.
So do you think that the Truth Squad and some of the other fact-checking organizations out there on the national level, et cetera, do you think that it is doing anything to keep the candidates honest? Or does the fact that we keep seeing these ads tell us that the candidates and the other groups that would put these ads out don't fear their comments being called into question or being flagged for a foul by the Truth Squad or anything else?
Well, that's a great question, and I'm not sure that I have a definitive answer. I know that the campaigns themselves are on a hair trigger waiting for our Truth Squads, and I'm sure, you know, similar efforts by other media publications as well. I know that in this whole debate that I'm sure your listeners are familiar with in the governor's race about whether Snyder cut $1 billion from education funding or added $1 billion to education funding, the Snyder camp has really seized on a Detroit Free Press article that had called Shower's allegations that he cut $1 billion a lie. So they are using this, and they are calling us, and not just those campaigns, but every campaign, they're calling us, you know, very strongly to lodge complaints when they think something got a foul that didn't deserve one, or vice versa, and to make us aware of, you know, ads put out by their opponents. So the campaigns are very conscious of it, and it's not just True Squad, it's PolitiFact and some of these other national ones that you reference. You know, we think that we're having an impact, and you know, if it didn't matter, the campaigns wouldn't care what we were printing. So we get a lot of exposure for it. It runs in MLive, it runs in other publications. So, you know, we're trying to do what we can to keep them honest.
So we've got under 3 weeks to go before the general election. How tough is it going to be to keep up with the flurry of things which may come out between now and Election Day? Because we often see a flood of ads right before the general election. How hard do you try to keep up with everything that may get thrown out there and try to put it through some sort of a fact check and to let viewers know if it is in fact the truth?
It's really impossible. I mean, we're, you know, we have five or six different people who are working on this, and we can't critique every ad that comes out. We get short shrift to a lot of important races, congressional races, House races, state Senate races. We try to focus on a lot of the ads that mean a lot to people throughout the state, the governor, the attorney general, the U.S. Senate race. But we can't get them all. We can't get all the local races that we want to. We're not giving a lot of attention to Supreme Court races, which are incredibly important. The one that we did hit on shows how, I guess it really plays on or how little people really know about what the Supreme Court justices do. We came down pretty hard on the Supreme Court ad put out by two incumbent justices that talk about they're free of special interests and they decide cases on the merit, but then go on to say that their highest priority is putting away sexual predators, and they don't talk at all about what they're, you know, what their first duty is, which is to make sure that the government follow the rules in finding these people guilty and making sure that these people really are guilty. So we don't do enough. It's frustrating. We wish we could look at every race and give our readers a great consumer's guide to every commercial that hits them. But in our True Squads, we try to give readers and listeners the tools for being better consumers of political information. And we do that as best we can, and we can't hit them all.
David Zeman, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
David Zeman is a senior editor at Bridge. You can find links to the Truth Squad at bridgemi.com and also through our website, wmuk.org.